Good afternoon, I'm Erin Gottsacker with WXPR News. A woman who ran an in-home daycare in Rhinelander is accused of sexual assault in contributing to the delinquency of a minor, Mike Leishner reports.
Police say 37-year-old Stacy Melby allowed teenage children to smoke and drink in her home while she was also having a sexual relationship with a teen. She's now facing felony counts and a handful of misdemeanors. Currently free on $10,000 bond, Melby returns to court on Wednesday for a clerical appearance.
Charges against Melby include second-degree sexual assault, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and using a computer to facilitate a sex crime. Wisconsin lawmakers are poised to take their first four votes on police reform measures since George Floyd died last year. The state Senate is set to vote today on five bipartisan bills. More divisive proposals, like a ban on the use of chokeholds, remain in the works. One bill up today would require Milwaukee and Madison's police and fire commissions to add union representatives. Another would require police to post their use of force policies online. And in a third, the State Department would have to collect data on the use of force incidents and publish an annual report. And the Wisconsin legislature will also vote today on bills making it more difficult to vote absentee. The proposals are all but certain to be vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, but GOP lawmakers say the measures are needed to address issues that arose during last year's presidential election. The Republican-backed measures are part of a national push among conservatives to change voting laws. That's following former President Donald Trump's defeat in November and his unproven claims of widespread fraud and abuse. The town of Three Lakes has big plans for its future. It's hoping its recent acceptance into a state-run program will give it more resources to improve the downtown area, WXPR's Katie Thorison explains.
Between fires in 2019 destroying two businesses and the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, the town of Three Lakes knows there's a lot of opportunity for growth.
We are excited as a downtown group to help build a more vibrant downtown.
Jackie Sharp is the associate director for the Three Lakes Chamber of Commerce and the facilitator for the Forward Three Lakes Downtown Working Group. The group has spent the last year researching what a more vibrant downtown might look like and how to get there. Design Wisconsin revealed what opportunities it says there is for the town in November after months of surveys and feedback from people in the community. Now, six breakout groups of volunteers are trying to figure out how to make those ideas a reality. The Downtown Working Group is already making progress on some of its goals. Signs will be going up soon to direct people to sites and businesses around town, and it's on its way to creating an official 501c3.
By creating a formal downtown revitalization organization, we're going to be able to have a board and have a group that is specifically dedicated to that smaller geographic area that both our town board and the chamber have to think bigger than that. So it'll give us a group that is dedicated specifically to downtown.
The town's recent acceptance into the Connect Communities program will give them more resources to achieve their goals. The program is run through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Currently, the chamber is the one signed up for it, but they'll turn the membership over to the new 501c3 once it's formalized. Sharp says the Connect Communities program will help them find grants and funding they likely wouldn't otherwise. It'll also be an education tool.
As our group has come forward, it's people that are passionate about downtown but don't necessarily have any background in revitalizing a downtown. They just love Three Lakes and want to see it be successful. So it will allow our passionate volunteers and our people that are already downtown business owners that are already trying to do their part to be educated in how to do this better.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Many communities in the Northwoods are taking steps to improve their downtowns. This week's Employed is diving into how the city of Anago is taking on the challenge. Join us this Thursday morning and evening on WXPR. Several local health departments are offering vaccine clinics this week for those who are 18 years and older. Lincoln County Health Department is holding a drive-through vaccine clinic today. It's from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Merrill Festival Grounds. You can make an appointment or just show up. This one will be with the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And the Forest County Health Department is offering a walk-in vaccine clinic tomorrow. It's from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Crandon City Hall. This will also be the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. To find more information about these or other ways to get your COVID-19 vaccine, head to our website, WXPR.org, and look for the blue vaccine information button on the right-hand side of the page. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.